Thank you for calling WatchDogs. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, did you want to speak to me? This is Heather Golock.
Oh, yes, Heather. Hi. Are we supposed to be the manager? And there must be some confusion when it comes to when it's regarding your hours, because you are actually getting scheduled for 49 hours.
Yes, that's my original hours. That's what I want to keep.
That's the hours that you
and
have.
And I want to keep 1-8 because I PSP, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and if I have too many people in my house, two different people, it confuses me and stresses me out.
So what was the conversation that you had with the case manager? Because I think the case manager is under the assumption that we're not giving you your full 49 hours, and that would be untrue because we are. But we can't, if the aid falls off, she was just off for 3 days, you're not going to get your full 49 hours because she was just off. I just want to make sure there's no confusion, like we're not taking anything from you.
Okay. We'll just leave it like this for now, the 49 hours.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Nobody is changing anything. So that's why I'm wondering where the confusion is coming in, because we have not changed anything. But I think your case manager is under the assumption that we are not giving you your full 49 hours. And that would be the furthest thing from the truth.
I was just confused.
Okay. Well, if you ever have any questions or concern about your hours, you just give us a call. But again, you have the same caregiver. If she calls off, nobody comes. We know that. We've known that since before you started with us. And then also, she's been scheduled for 49 hours. So if in fact she calls off or you cancel, then you will not have 49 hours because she did not work.
Oh,
out.
Okay. All right, I get it. All right, okay. I get it now.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.